In this bulletin, the Royal Commission's report on aged care set to be publicly released. The European Union says more sanctions will be imposed on Myanmar after the death of 18 protesters. And in sport, Australian Alexi Poprin says winning his first ATP title is just the beginning. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Nurses are calling on the Commonwealth to hastily address chronic underfunding in private aged care homes in response to the Royal Commission's final report. The Nurses and Midwives Union in Queensland says urgent and drastic reform is needed to ensure elderly Australians don't continue to suffer. The inquiry's final report is expected to be publicly released today, along with an initial response from the federal government after it received the report on Friday. More detailed funding commitments for reform are expected in the May budget. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she looks forward to the state receiving the AstraZeneca vaccine. Australia's medical regulator, the Therapeutic Goods Administration, is batch testing the first delivery of 30,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine this week, with the aim for it to be distributed to the states from March 8. Ms. Berejiklian says health officials in New South Wales are ready to increase the pace of the rollout.
And I'm pleased that to date New South Wales is well on track to meet its target of 35,000 vaccines being administered in the first 3 weeks. I would appreciate, of course, as much timely information as possible from the federal government. We won't know yet beyond week four how many doses New South Wales will have, but I can assure you this, that we are ready.
Almost 30,000 Australians have received one dose of the Pfizer vaccine since last Monday, when the national vaccination program began. Medical experts say it will be a challenge to achieve the federal government's goal to vaccinate more than 20 million people against COVID by October. Infectious diseases expert Sanjaya Senanayake says the daily vaccination rate would have to be significantly increased to meet the target. But he's told Channel 7 the national rollout is still in the early phases.
We had 30,000 doses given over 5 days last week. So you're right, that was only 6,000 a day. And if we want to reach that end of October mark, we need to get up to about 150,000 a day. But start slow, iron out wrinkles and build up the capacity to give the vaccine. So that's quite a reasonable thing to do.
European Union diplomatic chief Josep Borrell says more sanctions will be imposed on Myanmar following the deaths of 18 people in the latest deadly riots. European ministers have already agreed on sanctions against Myanmar's military over the coup and have decided to withhold some development aid. Mr. Borrell says the details on further sanctions will be finalised in the coming days. Former President Donald Trump says he's keeping open the option to run again for president in 2024. In his first major appearance since leaving the White House nearly 6 weeks ago, the 74-year-old addressed the Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando.
We must stand tall in the party. We have to do this. We have to stand tall as the party for law-abiding Americans and others when they're in our country. Border security is just one of the many issues on which the new administration has already betrayed the American people.
The UK's Duke and Duchess of Cambridge have urged people to get vaccinated against COVID-19 and warned against rumours and misinformation about the jabs. William and Kate made the pleas during a video call with two clinically vulnerable people who say that they had reservations about getting the vaccine. Prince William says anti-vaccination messages are dangerous.
Social media is awash sometimes with lots of rumours and misinformation, so we have to be a little bit careful who we believe and where we get our information from. But especially for those who are clinically vulnerable as well, it's so important that that those vaccinations are done.
So far, more than 20 million people in the UK have received their first dose of the vaccine. In sport, Australia's Alexi Poprin has jumped to a new career high ranking of world number 82 after winning his first ATP Tour title. The 21-year-old claimed the Singapore Tennis Open in three sets, 4-6, 6-love, 6-2, over Alexander Bublik. He says he plans to capitalise on his success by following the example of former world number one Leighton Hewitt with his mentality for giving his all in every match. Well, now the weather. Perth, showers with a possible storm, 27 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 26. Similar for Melbourne, 21. Showers increasing in Hobart, 21. Canberra, sunny and 31. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 29. The same in Sydney, a top of 31. Partly cloudy in Newcastle, 31 degrees. Much the same in Brisbane, 32. Cairns, showers and 31. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.